are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we got some breaking news. A federal grand jury has indicted friends of the Boston bombing suspect. Remember, there were a couple kids, Diaz, Kadir Byrev, and Azmat Tazhayakov, 19 years old each, both citizens of Kazakhstan, living in New Bedford, Massachusetts, here on student visas, and they had, I believe, tried to get rid of the backpack from Zakhar Tsarnaev's dorm room and toss it in the trash. They have been charged now with obstructing the investigation into the April 15th attack that killed three people and injured scores of others. The indictment replaces original charges filed May 1st against the friends. If convicted of both counts, the men could face up to 25 years in prison and deportation. I don't understand why they just already aren't deported now. I don't get that. Why? You're here on a student visa, you break the law, you leave. I don't get that. Anyway, prosecutors said Kadir Byrev and Tazhayakov and another friend retrieved alleged bomber Zakhar Tsarnaev's backpack from his dorm room, tossed it in the trash after finding evidence that Tsarnaev had bomb-making material, including fireworks. Apparently, on the evening of April 18th, after the FBI made public photos of bombing suspects and his older brother known, one of the friends got a text message from Zakhar inviting him to go to his dorm room and take whatever is there. The friends and another one went to his dorm room, removed his laptop computer and a backpack containing fireworks. The friends took the items to their apartment in New Bedford, the indictment says. Later that night, they put the backpack into a garbage bag and dumped it in the trash outside the apartment. Not sure what happened to the laptop, but I was wondering what was going to happen to these two guys. I remember they were released. I didn't know what the details were surrounding that, so that makes sense. And I could see their defense is like, look, we don't really know what was happening. He told us what to do. We were scared. We didn't know if he could hurt us, etc. Okay, if you ever think you're going to get hurt, the best thing to do is go to the authorities. I'm sure they will provide you some sort of protection. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because you're not going to be able to use that as an excuse later. You won't. You won't be able to say, oh, I was scared, and he needed me to throw these things out, and he needed me to, you know, whatever. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sanjay Gupta has been in the news. Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN. I like the guy. I listen to his reports. I learn a lot. He is apologizing for, quote-unquote, misleading the American public on weed. He says he was wrong about the effects of the drug. He says, I have apologized for some of the earlier reporting because I think, you know, we've been terribly and systematically misled in the country for some time, and I did part of that misleading, he told Piers Morgan on CNN. He has spoken out against the use of medical marijuana in the past, even in an article back in 2009, Why I Would Vote No on Pot. In an op-ed that appeared on CNN's website, Why I Changed My Mind on Weed, he said he had mistakenly believed the DEA had sound scientific proof when it placed marijuana in the category of the most dangerous drugs. He says he hopes his upcoming documentary will help set the record straight on medical marijuana. Now, I don't know if it's because he was given a lot of grief politically wise, right? Because medical marijuana and the growing liberal base fighting for legalized marijuana would be kind of against what a doctor can take. A lot of doctors, I can't speak for all of them, but many of them do run more conservative. However, even me being conservative, I still am fascinated with the medical benefits of marijuana. Not fascinated myself. Had a patient yesterday. Comes in his 70s. No blood pressure medicine. No cholesterol medicine. No diabetes medicine. No anxiety medicine. History of multiple orthopedic issues, but doesn't require pain medicine. When he starts to apologize that he's been using marijuana medicinally, you know, and he's in the process of trying to get medical marijuana, I couldn't get mad at him because he's one of my healthier patients. Now, yes, we're running labs on liver and kidneys, but we don't see liver and kidney disease. Where the problem with marijuana arises is the lack of judgment. The risk that happens with marijuana isn't so much liver. Yes, you could get lung disease. You could be at risk for lung cancer, COPD. You could be at risk for memory problems. But the scientific proof of marijuana revolves around reflex time. And since, you know, we have seen horrific accidents where I live from people who are under the influence of marijuana, I would get more nervous about legalized marijuana because how do you manage the drivers? How do you prove they were under the influence or not if we don't have the technology yet to do a breathalyzer test like they do with alcohol? You know, much of the testing we do with marijuana, you got to bring the person into the station. You couldn't do roadside. And if we're legalizing marijuana across the country, we need to figure out a better roadside technique. But in terms of my patients on marijuana, they're fairly healthy. They are. I just have to watch their pulmonary function pretty aggressively because, again, they're smoking, and still the marijuana could be caustic to the lungs. So if Sanjay Gupta a few years ago, like many of us doctors, were like, look, we just don't have the evidence, we just don't have, basis or the medical evidence to recommend its use, because remember, doctors are getting sued left and right. I don't blame Dr. Gupta 3 years ago saying, look, guys, hold off, I have to vote no. Now, if we have more data, not to mention the whole political arena, and CNN needs to please its viewers, no wonder Sanjay Gupta's being open about it. Apparently, they must have gotten a lot of complaints. Who knows? Right? That Sanjay Gupta had taken a stand previously on marijuana. But I really disagree with Dr. Gupta. You know, I hear a lot of what he says, and medical marijuana is probably going to be incorporated a lot more often in our treatments. It's just, like I said, it's the logistics outside the medical scene. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so I guess a group of flu researchers led by Ron Fauscher of Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands announced today, according to Forbes.com, in a letter to the journal Nature, that they were planning to engineer the new H7N9 avian flu strain, play around with it to give it much more deadly capabilities to study it more. Now, he is the same scientist who a couple years ago, according to Forbes, adapted the H5N1 flu strain so that it could be passed from human to human, which it can't do in its natural form. People got mad that, you know, that we were able to manipulate that flu strain, and so apparently they were asked to not. Now they want to do the same thing with H7N9, which has killed 43 people in China to date. Okay? People are mad. People are concerned. People are scared. It makes us all nervous. All right? Now, do I really think he wants to take this and infect the world with it? No. I get what they want to do. Okay? If you want to try to study it more, if you want to study its weaknesses, okay, and you have the ability to manipulate it in different ways, then in the name of research, you can really figure a lot out. And you could come up with a variety of different treatments by doing that. I know some of you are saying, well, just do it with the form that it's in. But learning how it could very easily manipulate and change and mutate is all part of the treatment. The big problem we have, and I'm not saying I'm for this, I'm a little nervous because I don't think anybody really knows how to control terrorism, and until I feel safe in that respect, no, I don't think I want a bunch of loose mutant strains of avian flu out there, all right? But I get why we're going to have to figure out how to do this safe-wise, all right? Safely. So our big antibiotic problem now is we have antibiotics that fight a bacteria. We look at the bacteria. We have these antibiotics fight that type of bacteria. Great. We don't know what to do when they start becoming multiply resistant. And I think we don't have enough research or time or money to play around with the bacteria, make them more resistant, make them more virulent, and then figure out what compound we need to attack the more virulent aspect. But unfortunately, that's something we may have to do. If we can't get a hold of our superbugs in the bacteria world, and we don't know how to combat avian flu, we may have to research the hell out of it. And to research the hell out of it may include manipulation of the virus to something that could be worse. Now, they could manipulate it to something weaker, but they could also manipulate it to something stronger. And so when it comes to this, I don't know if there's a right or wrong, okay? But because we don't feel confident in security and being able to manage and protect this and you know, or somebody going rogue in the lab, okay? Since we don't think we could have the best controls of this, then, yeah, we're nervous about it. I am. I'm nervous about somewhere in the Netherlands you have this nasty virus. Absolutely. But I also understand why they may need to do it. If you can't figure out how to cure something and people are dying, you got to research the hell out of it. We all saw contagion. We all saw outbreak. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, something that the public has no problem with us researching is chocolate. So we got a very nice study that's come out today saying, this was a study published in the journal Neurology, that older adults who drank 2 cups of cocoa daily for 1 month showed improvements in how quickly they completed a set of cognitive tests. Then they brain imaged these patients, and they also found better blood flow to the brain. Hence, chocolate could help older people's mental health. I love study that. I'll help you study. I will volunteer for free studying the chocolate and drinking the hot. Don't they have like a Godiva hot cocoa? Oh, my gosh. I can't have any of that because, you know, I'm watching my weight. But, wow. All right. Now, the Director of Research and Development for Mars Symbol Science, Catherine Quick Uribe, says, hold on, okay? Basically, it's studying flavanols, which is an antioxidant in cocoa beans. You got to be careful because even though the flavanols in the cocoa control blood pressure, can help cardiovascular health, we've known that. Okay, usually you can't start adding milk and whipped cream and all sorts of other goodies and expect that to not cause issues, you know, sugar, etc. All right. So right now, researchers saying don't start adding chocolate, don't start giving seniors cocoa. But it's just one of those studies where it's like, oh, man, this is nice. It's about time. About time. Now, last year, this researcher and her colleagues published a study that looked at 90 elderly patients with mild memory problems. Those who drank cocoa with medium levels of the flavanols to high levels daily for 8 weeks showed major improvement on tests that measured factors such as attention, verbal fluency, and working memory compared to those whose cocoa had low flavanol levels. So, why do these help? Maybe it improves blood flow. Maybe it helps generate new blood vessels. Maybe more oxygen. Maybe it's because you feel better. You know, maybe these flavanols help control blood sugar. Less blood sugar going to the brain, even though cocoa with sugar added to it could be an issue. It could help control blood sugar. So something like this is right up my alley. Because the reason why I like it isn't just because of the chocolate. Is many people are not going to be able to afford the neuroleptics or these cognition boosters or these medications that we use to help neurotransmitters, to help maintain cognition in older people, which means if there's something we could find that's fairly effective diet-wise, I'm for that, okay? I'm not against the pharmaceutical companies. I know the pharmaceutical companies have to do what they have to do. But Obamacare, with where things are moving, with cutting back pharmaceutical companies' profits so less drugs are being designed, you and I are not going to have a lot of choices out there a few decades from now. Not a lot of choices. Because if an insurance company will not pay or cover the fancy new Alzheimer's medication, then that pharmaceutical company will have a tough time selling it after they put millions and millions of dollars into the drug. Now, you would think, okay, it would be smart to have these drugs out there later, especially with the whole baby booming population. Now is the time to really figure out how to cure Alzheimer's, stop amyloid deposition of the brain, the tau proteins, the neurofibrillary triangles. You're right. This is why they're trying to study it at lightning speed. But if the pharmaceutical companies can't put money into the drug because they don't think they're going to get the money back, then you're not going to see a lot of these drugs. We may have a couple out there, and that's it. The insurance companies will be forced to cover something. But if the insurance companies start to go under because of what they have to do and what they aren't allowed to charge, then we may see insurance companies fall by the wayside. I don't know how they're going to handle this. I also don't know why these medicines are going to be that expensive. So I would love for somebody to say, look, this is your diet from here on out. Your omega-3 fish oils with your fish. You're getting your vegetables in. You're going to eat your blueberries because they help memory. You're going to eat some cocoa, but it's going to be some dark cocoa. All right, I would love that. Now, we've talked about foods that boost memory, and we'll review them in the next segment, which foods boost memory. But I believe all of us should be eating a lot of these foods anyway, but the moving towards the more natural way of doing things, I'm not saying we have to be naturopaths, but anything we could do to take the pressure off the pharmaceutical is better. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, boy, before we go on break, gosh, there's a lot of, I'm trying to see what I want to cover next. Hold on a second, guys. Okay, we already talked about the cocoa. La, 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 here we go. Gene tied to obesity in humans. Okay, researchers have identified a gene that they think is probably closer than we've ever been, the CRTC1, that is involved in obesity and energy balance, basically calories taken in versus calories burned, etc. In this study, they looked at whether different versions of the CRTC1 gene were associated with weight in psychiatric patients and people in the general population, and they found a high prevalence of obesity in psychiatric patients. Now, why is that? Is it because they don't exercise? Is it because they don't have the self-control? But they think it could be a gene issue. You identify the gene, able to manipulate it. Maybe we can make people slimmer. Interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I get a lot of medical questions. I get a lot of questions about economy, a lot of questions about employee relations, but I get a lot of questions about social media, okay, even from older people. It's not just a young people thing. And many of you are, you know, you kind of hide the fact that you do the social media because you think there's like a stigma attached to it. But I don't mind. I don't mind if you're on Facebook or Twitter. Just because I'm starting to get a little sick of it doesn't mean you all have to be. It's okay. And so some of you have asked about navigating it and meeting people and is it okay to date somebody you met on Facebook. And I didn't realize how much of a big topic this is. Okay? You know, one of my buddies had posted a... Not a close buddy, but somebody who's a Facebook buddy had posted, you know, how they were looking for what a perfect woman would be, etc. Okay. Now, was he saying it for entertainment value or is he really single? And he's hoping that somebody would message him saying, you know, look, you know, I'm single, too. Let's meet. So it's okay. All right, you know, at this day and age, you don't have to go to a bar to meet somebody anymore, okay? And you don't have to put an ad out in the Penny Saver or whatever. We are able to meet people without feeling like you have to put an ad out. Although I don't mind. I think, you know, however you find somebody, I think fate, right? It just, I always worry about the safety of, you know, Craigslist and things like that. So for those of you that use Facebook and use Twitter for dating and meeting people, I really can't give you advice on how to do that. That's just one thing that I don't think I've ever been trained in. I don't think I've ever, gained enough experience to be able to, you know, manage patients. You know, I do a lot of therapy sessions and marriage therapy and things like that for patients all the time. When I talk to them, never really got to the point with the whole Facebook thing, because Facebook just blew up in the last 4 or 5 years. But you do also have to be very careful that you don't appear to stalk. Okay, many of you are single. You're out there, you want to meet somebody, and you don't know how to approach it. So, you know, I think the way that one person did it was kind of good. You know, I'm single, and I'm looking for the ideal woman. He didn't say it like that. You know, what should, I mean, is somebody like that out there, or am I being too idealistic? What have you guys found, etc.? Just to kind of put it out there, letting you know you're single. I mean, already on Facebook, you could already put if you're single or not, etc. So that was a very subtle way of doing it, without you looking like you're roving around Facebook and on the hunt. But I think honesty is always the best policy. So, for example, you are noticing that you've made a Facebook buddy. Somebody in town, let's say, you see her photos, you guys are mutual friends on Facebook, and you've gained a relationship and you've garnered a relationship on Facebook. I can tell you how many people I guess I've been talking to for the last 4 years on Facebook. I've never met them, but you actually start to form some sort of a relationship, a friendship. You know, such that somebody goes, oh, yeah, and, you know, they'll come in to my office as a patient going, oh, my gosh, I mean, we've talked, you know so much about them already. So I think it's a very new, fascinating thing, as long as, you know, you can make sure you don't become, you know, a target, make sure you're not vulnerable for any scams or any sort of assault, etc. Okay, but many of us are on Facebook innocently. We have innocent friends. So far, so good. So one thing you can do if you want to approach the dating subject on Facebook is, if it is somebody who knows you, being honest as possible. Okay? Now, I'm not a guy, but if I was a guy trying to talk to a girl, okay, I would probably say something to this effect, going, you know, look, I'm sure you could tell over all these years I'm single, okay? I don't want to ask you out or ask people out on Facebook, but I notice you and I have a good time. I mean, we giggle a lot. I mean, we share a lot of things, a lot of ideas. Not to ask you out on a date or do anything like that, but would you like to meet for lunch? It may be fun to get to know each other a little more. If not, totally okay, because I don't want to give the wrong impression. But, you know, here I am, I'm single, and some of the coolest people I'm meeting are in our social network. Something like that, yes, it could still scare her off a little bit, because now that line has been crossed, but you never brought up the sex stuff. You never, you know, complimented her. You never looked like, appeared you were on the hunt. You were very honest. Now, we women are trained by our sisters and by our girlfriends and by our moms and by our aunts to always look for ulterior motives. Okay, which I think stinks, because I think sometimes we put our guard up too much, but because of a lot of our experiences, sometimes the guard was warranted. So that may still, you know, put her off. But the fact that you were so innocent, you know, saying it like, look, I don't want to ask people out on Facebook, but I work, I come home, you know, I and the people I'm meeting on Facebook appear to be so much more real. I don't even know how to go out there and meet people. You seem very interesting. You're single. Do you want to give lunch a shot and see where it goes? Something like that is so non-threatening, and allow her to have an out. If she goes, you know, sorry, I don't think I'm there yet. Go, totally cool. You know, again, this was something that I was kind of afraid to, you know, bring up, right? Because I'm kind of nervous about trying to ask people out. I don't know. You seemed really safe. So hope you didn't mind. I didn't want to do anything too risky, which is why I know you. You see how you could kind of, you know, really, the honesty is the best part. Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm not honest. I mean, I haven't had sex in 10 years. I want to find somebody that I don't have to date. I just want sex. Well, if that's the case, I'm sure you'll find somebody on Facebook that will answer to that. Just be careful. And again, you also don't want to be, you know, you don't want to appear as a predator. But I think it is okay to ask somebody out on Facebook. I would do it in a private message. If they haven't gotten enough hints, but the hints weren't really that open out there, you could ask. But also keep in mind, if most of your social network is Facebook, you don't want to start losing friends because of that, okay? So try it with somebody you think you have the best shot with, okay? A lunch is always non-threatening. A lunch in a very busy place, something well-known. So like, for example, if you were going to offer, always do lunch instead of dinner. Now, if lunch, if they're like, well, of course he picked lunch because he knows I'll say no because lunch hours, you know. Okay, something like a Sunday, have a coffee at Starbucks. And you could say that busy Starbucks that is one of my favorite ones on, let's say, the cross streets, etc. Or, I love having brunch at IHOP. I know that doesn't sound like the fanciest date, but since we're not dating, we're just going to be for lunch. Do you mind? We go there for breakfast. Doesn't seem very, demanding type of thing. You want to do something like that? And now, some of you may say, oh, Dahlia, you're going to ruin it because you may only have one chance with a woman and you want to impress her, so you better pick a fancy restaurant. Yeah, you may want to do a fancy restaurant, but if you're just trying to lay the groundwork, no, I don't think you're going to turn her off. But think about it. If somebody is turned off that you want to meet them for lunch, okay, and it's not at a $50 a plate place, okay, that may be, I mean, if somebody gets turned off by that, maybe that's not the right person for you either. Just think about it, okay? So there's a lot that could be learned from a lunch. Now, still offer to pay. Okay, I know some of you men, you know, think you get the short end of the stick, and you do. You do. I don't think it's fair for all men to pay. But if I'm giving a man some advice, okay, for women, when I give women advice on dates, and I tell them, you know, offer. I always offer, okay? And I'm like, are you sure? Because I feel bad that the guys always have to pay. I feel, you know, I'd love to, you know. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? Next time, if we go to a fancy restaurant, you can play Dutch. You can pay Dutch. Then you're like, huh, okay. Does he want me to play Dutch? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm looking at this article here saying the fitness club is the best place for cardiac arrest survival. So, if you think you're going to have a heart attack, hang out at a fitness club. Apparently, according to a study released yesterday, people who suffer sudden cardiac arrest at a fitness center are more likely to survive than those stricken at other indoor locations like a restaurant, a mall, etc. The improved chance of survival, they said, is likely because of better availability of automated external defibrillators and increased likelihood of receiving CPR. You know, it's funny, just without even going into this article, when you think about a fitness club, you immediately think of room to walk, you know, room. Restaurants, tables are packed in there. I mean, I guess some restaurants are a little bit more roomy, but with restaurants, you're kind of table to table, elbow to elbow with people. Very hard to clear the way. Yeah, you can clear the way. Somebody's got to get off their butt and et cetera. But with a fitness club, it's more open. You don't have a lot of nooks and crannies and dividers and room dividers, et cetera. So it being open, it's easier for somebody to run over. You know, whereas you have a lot of awkwardness in the first few seconds when somebody keels over on an airplane, keels over in a restaurant. And I've been on airplanes when they've been codes. It's very interesting to see the psychology of people. If somebody just drops in the middle of an empty room, right, or a room with easy access, it's a hell of a lot easier for you to get there than people going, well, wait a second, should we lie him down here? No, lie him down this way. No, watch his head, you have to lie him down. You know, it's that awkwardness. Now, these gyms, many of these gyms, they do have automatic defibrillators, these AED units, smart. And I implore all of you to get some basic CPR under your belt, as well as knowing how to use an AED machine. True, these machines tell you how to use them, but you want it to be like clockwork. You don't want to have to sit there and read and think and post. You need to be able to move. You need to be able to assess if they're breathing, if they're pulseless. If you can't find a pulse, you can't find their breathing, you think they're in cardiac arrest, you throw the AED monitor on them. You could watch, see what it is, and then don't worry, you won't hurt them. Putting the stickers on them, putting those pads on them, okay, you won't hurt them just by putting it on. It's when you have to stay clear and charge. That's when you're giving the electrical jolt. So I want to make sure you all instinctively know how to use one of these machines. So make sure you get your training. Basic life support training, yes, it needs to be refreshed all the time, but at least go for one. I can't tell you how many of you say, look, I never have a day off work, so I can't do CPR training, and you got to keep it up anyway, so what's the point? No. So much of my training that I got in medical school that I can't go back and retrain for because, again, I mean, I'm not in medical school anymore. I don't know how many of us docs they'll allow in a trauma center, but Dr. Dahlia, could you please leave? But a lot of the things we learn, like how to jump in and deliver babies, a lot of it will come second nature. One class should be, it's better than nothing. So make sure you know. Now, they say, researchers found that 52 sudden cardiac deaths occurred at traditional exercise facilities, 84 at alternative exercise facilities, and 713 at non-exercise facilities. Survival rates were 56%, 45%, and 34% respectively. Hence, gyms beat alternative exercise facilities, beating non-exercise facilities. They say 77% of the cardiac arrests actually occurred during the exercise. This is very important to know. 18% after the exercise, 4% before the exercise. When they suffered cardiac arrest, 20% were playing basketball, 12% were dancing or working out, 9% were using a treadmill, 6% were playing tennis, 5% were bowling or swimming. Now, basketball is often played at non-traditional sites, so maybe that's why the percent was higher. Who knows? Now, some of you will say, wait a second. All right, so if you're telling me people live longer if they have a heart attack in the gym, but the average person who goes to the gym is a healthier type of person, no wonder they live longer. Good point. I love the way you think, you see? You've been listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show I love it. Okay, you always got to kind of step back, take a look at these studies. I'm sure these researchers still did account for it, but it's a good point, okay? If you're at a gym, you're already more health conscious. Whether it's your first day or your 20th year, you're going to be more aware. You're doing that for a reason, so I get that, okay? And somebody could say a lot of doctors work out, so there's a lot of doctors in the gym. That could be a good point, too. All right, but look at the statistics of where it happened during exercise. 77% of sudden cardiac arrests where the heart stops, whether it was a blood flow, whether it was a failure issue, who knows? Most of it would be an infarction, lack of blood flow. 77% while exercising. This is why I think anybody over the age of 40 or 50 or that has a cardiac risk factor, and actually being 40 over male, 50 over female is already a cardiac risk factor, or anybody that exercises regularly, that's not the population to blow off getting a cardiac check. That is the population that should get checked. All right, because you may think, look, I run marathons, I exercise every day, I'm good, I'm in the clear. No, you're not in the clear, okay? All right, you may have a clogged artery, you may have a weakened, weakened, shall we say, heart muscle, etc. This is something that you won't be able to know. Now, what I like are these stress tests where we send the we send a patient to a cardiologist, even though many internists and family docs could have treadmills in the office, and you start exercising on a treadmill. They have you hooked up and they watch and see what your heart does. Then they increase the speed, increase the incline, etc. We all should do that. There is no reason why we shouldn't, because that's a great way. It's not 100%, but it's a great way to evaluate what your heart can handle when you exercise. Many heart attacks happen when you work out. Was it Isaac Hayes? Right, from South Park, who, soul singer, was on his treadmill, died of a heart attack. So we see a lot of people. There was another gentleman, went out for a run, dropped dead of a heart attack, didn't have his ID on him. Remember we covered that story? So he was admitted to the hospital as John Doe. Right, wife didn't know why he didn't come back, called the local hospitals. They looked at who was John Doe. She went down there, found it was him. He dropped dead of a heart attack when he was outside exercising. For those of you who have a spouse that exercise, that run, that's awesome. But still tell them to see their heart doctor, to get a stress test, to make sure that while they're exercising, they won't have an event. My patients will argue with me going, Dahlia, I run marathons. I don't need a stress test. My heart can handle it. You're missing the point. All right, you guys understand because you listen to my show. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about the story tomorrow, where scientists say that the color of the nighttime light you're exposed to could possibly be related to your mood. Hence, blue colors could possibly make you depressed, and you might want to switch it to red. They say blue light in the study elicited the worst response against mood-related measures. White light had similar effects but less severe. Red light produced fewer signs of depression. Now, some of you would say, well, wait a second. Red is annoying. Red makes you think of anger. I think it's because red hits the hippocampus or hits a part of the brain that is excitatory. And so it was very interesting. Researchers analyzed the hippocampus area of hamsters' brains in order to study the density of their dendritic spines, which are like little hair-like bits on brain cells that send chemical messages from cell to cell. All right, when the hamsters were exposed to blue light or white light, much less dense activity than red light. So kind of makes some sense. Maybe we need to do red light therapy for depression. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again. You guys be safe. God bless.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.